Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Eric, have you seen Gary?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, we'll have to get through this without him. Hi, good afternoon. This is the Drift Radio Show. This is your host, Ed Bondarenka. I'm here with my co-host, Alex Wassel, a regular fixture around here anymore. And Gary is off on vacation. I was going to say
something. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he's not off on an assignment. He's off actually on vacation and enjoying that. And well, that's interesting. I just found out I'm not going to have internet access in here. So, welcome. Join us. What we do here at The Drift every week is we discuss the news that you find at thedrift.com, thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Exactly. It's the news you need to know. And we're sponsored by the Current newspaper, where it's got the coupons you need to have, the information you need for your local community in Livingston County. And we present all kinds of local community news there and advertising. And advertising is a big deal of what pays for the paper. So, how was your week?
Well, mine was pretty good. A lot of interesting news that's came down the pike. The same old stuff from the Democrats, but a lot of good news for the for President Trump with the economy. And I don't know, it was a great week.
Oh, good. I had a pretty good one too. Pretty busy. Work keeps me busy. Of course, you're retired. You wouldn't know how that goes anymore. Yeah. So someday I'll be able to afford that if I'd like to. Actually, the secret is, and I hope my boss isn't listening, I like my job. It's a hobby to me. I enjoy what I do. You liked what you did too, right?
Oh, just, absolutely. It was fun.
Just when they make demands on you, that's a problem.
Oh, no. When we worked together at Willow Run, it was a great time. And keeping the equipment running, it was a lot of good camaraderie.
Yep. Yes, sir. So one of the things I wanted to do first was talk about one of our advertisers in the Current. And that would be Go Like the Wind Montessori Academy. You know, I've heard of Montessori for many years. Really wasn't fluent in what Montessori education was, and then I found out that it's actually a class above. It's a step above, and I wasn't sure what their orientation was. You know, whether it was a liberal, progressive type education, but Go Like the Wind is an authentic Montessori education from 6 weeks through middle school, inspiring a lifelong love of learning since 1987. Our mission: to provide the highest quality Montessori education within a diverse environment while demonstrating Christian values and fostering a love for one another through God. And I was actually pleasantly pleased and blessed to find out that a friend of mine, who's the musical director for the Depot Town Big Band, is on their board. And that speaks well of them right there, because he's also a licensed minister. So, yeah. And there, you can find them at 8845 Main Street, Whitmore Lake, Michigan. You can call them at 734-747-7422 or go to golikethewind.com. Golikethewind.com. Get your kids a great education. You'll be glad you did, trust me. So, we're going to talk about some various things today. I was hoping that a friend of mine could call in. He's a international security expert, but I haven't heard from him, so we may have to do without that. I was hoping he could talk to us about what he knows about the situation with China. And he's actually, he runs an international security company, so he provides assistance to different factions that are wanting to do certain things or want information on how to do it. And he's an ex employee of the federal government, you know. And so he has those contacts.
Well, Ed, I think China is the biggest threat to the United States that we face. So it would have been great for him to lend some expertise.
He's got a half an hour. He's got, well, we got lots of other stuff to talk about. You know, one thing I was reading about this week that really caught my attention was something called the Othismos Declaration. And I wondered, what the heck is the Othismos Declaration? And it turns out that here in Michigan, with our new regime in Lansing, particularly Wretched Witless and with Dana Nessel, is that the Attorney General?
Yes, it is.
Yes. They're coming up with a hate crimes unit. Hate speech unit.
Okay.
Excuse me. So once again, it's like they want to trample on our First Amendment rights and prevent us from talking about what we want to talk about. And it really, that's more not a government function, but more private enterprise function like Facebook and Twitter.
Well, semi-private. I think they're the left-wing arm of the German secret police or something.
Yeah, yeah. So as a pushback against this effort by the Democratic administration and Dana Nessel, a number of pastors have come together and formed Othismos, othismos.org. And it's an effort by Michigan pastors from various branches of Christianity, moved by a first concern for the state of Michigan and her citizens. And the word Othismos speaks of this Greek battle tactic of butting shields in battle, where the two sides would charge each other. So the whole point is that we stand together and push back against the attack on our
First Amendment rights.
First Amendment rights, our culture, our ability to speak about things that are important to us, to be able to counter things that are being done to us, the fomenting of certain preferences upon us in violation of our First Amendment rights, of not just free speech, but of assembly and religious practices.
Well, so, you could see around the world that there's been numerous attacks against Christians and Christianity, and it's coming here to Michigan.
Yeah, geez, wonderful. Well, moving on from there, unless anybody wanted to talk about that, you can call in at 734-822-1600. That's the Wham studio line. You'll be greeted by our sharp jackknife, Swiss Army knife of a producer, Derek Stone. Once again, that's 734-822-1600. And what I wanted to talk about also was fraud. We've got two things going on. One is I found out about some pharmaceutical fraud that was going on. A friend of mine brought it to my attention that Charles Throgmorton, he's a longtime Eaton Rapids resident and career criminal. He was recently convicted and sentenced for the third time. He was charged with peddling herbal concoctions of dubious origin, claiming that they prolonged lives. Now, Mr. Throgmorton's previous convictions were in 1624 and 1869. So obviously this fraud has a long history of perpetrating this
fraud. Yeah, I had a question when I read that, yeah.
Yeah, 16. Yeah, the last time he was convicted was 1869, and now he's up on charges again. I mean, this stuff, it must be a fraud, right?
Well, he must have gotten some time off for good behavior or something. It's been over 100 years, eh?
Yeah, yeah. That must be it. That's out on recognizance. But I was reading in a couple places about Obama election fraud. Now, granted, the Obama election was a long time ago. Obama's long gone past. But fraud in general bothers me. And the fact that people get away with fraud. But what happened is, what reminded me of this was that there's a guy named Ho Lau Pras, okay? And he just got convicted, not convicted, I'm sorry. He just got accused of funneling cash to the Obama reelection campaign. This just happened a couple days ago. Now, this guy is this Malaysian playboy. And as I understand, he's on the run from Malaysia right now for other fraudulent activities. But it turns out that he transferred $21.6 million to ex-Fugees rapper Praz Mitchell, who then moved $865,000 of that money to straw donors who contributed to an Obama fundraising committee. Now, that's something I always felt was going on. Like I said, I lost internet connection. I don't know why. I had another article here that talked about, at The Hill, about what was going on during the time of the election and in 2012, and how there was suspicions at the time of fraud of money being funneled to the Obama campaign from overseas, that there was a guy in China who owned the website Obama.com. Now, that was not the official BarackObama.com website, but this guy was taking in money from all over the world and then funneling it to the Obama campaign. Now, the trick is that small donations that don't have to be claimed under $200 can be given.
Right.
So I don't know if you remember hearing this at the time or not, but Obama made such a big deal about all of his money was being raised grassroots. He was getting $25, $50 donations from all the little people. All the little people named Donald Duck, Minnie Mouse, I Am Cool.
Chow Mein.
Yeah, Chow Mein, yep. And so this may be the culmination of an effort to bring to justice the people involved with that. Now, whether it would actually reach Obama or not, I don't know. There's enough stuff going on that should reach Obama.
Well, it was the 2012 re-election that it looks like. And so I'm sure the House and the Senate of the time did an extensive investigation of the Malaysian-China collusion scandal.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And I'm sure they ran down all, they held numerous committee hearings, and they ran down all the culprits, and I think they came to some sort of FBI conclusion or something like that, but... they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, forget it.
Time to wake up, Alex.
Never mind, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing to see here.
What was her name? Emily Letella. Oh, never mind. So, folks, the number is 734-822-1600. Derek, there's not a game on, are there?
Not right now.
Okay. Maybe some golf tournament or something. You know?
Ed, we're the biggest game in town here.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Well, so moving on, talking about fraud. Actually, I'm done talking about fraud. I was going to mention the pharmaceutical fraud got out of order there. The other thing I wanted to talk about before we moved on to China was weaponization, governmental weaponization. You remember the attacks by the IRS on by Lois Lerner and company on Tea Party organizations?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it seems now that the House, the democratically controlled House, wants to go after President Trump's tax returns. And whether they're state returns or federal returns, they're going with the full Monty. They want it, or else they're going to impeach. I mean, they're going to impeach anyhow, right?
Right.
Or they're going to threaten him with what? Arrest, you know, another subpoena.
Well, can't they just buy a copy of the New York Times? And
there's an idea.
And forget about all the impeachment and being held in contempt of Congress and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Well, what bothers me is the whole concept of weaponizing our government. You know, back when Obama tried to use it against the Tea Party groups and taking them to,
and other conservative groups.
Exactly, exactly. And then now you've got a whole branch of Congress, the House of Representatives, controlled by Jerry Nadler, and Pelosi, and of all things, Maxine Waters. And I don't hear of any legislation coming out of this group. All I hear is one attack after another on conservatives and President Trump. Was that the intent of the founders? I was looking in the Constitution, and I didn't see it. Article 2 is on Congress, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, and I don't see anything in there about and shall attack another branch of the government or political party not of your liking.
Well, Ed, the one thing I don't see is back in the 50s when Joe McCarthy was running his investigations and getting a little out of hand. Mm-hmm. Although I think he was more right than wrong.
Yeah,
but there was no pushback from the media against the current crop of McCarthy-esque type Democrats that are running roughshod over our Constitution, and I'm waiting for somebody in the media to say something about it.
Well, I think there's the weaponization of the media for that matter, too. It used to be the media was where you went to for the news, not for the attacks, you know, unlike the drift.com where you go for...
Yes, we're a free speech sanctuary zone here.
Yeah.
The problem is the media has been consolidated from, obviously, the 50s. I mean, it used to be thousands of independent papers and radio stations and outlets that people could have divergent views and make up their own mind. Not today. There's only a handful of major players in the media, and with the exception of maybe Fox News, they're all singing from the same hymn book, and that's...
And they don't sing that well either. They're all out of tune. It's horrible.
I think they're screeching from the same hymn book. And the thing is, Republican bad, Democrat good, conservative bad, socialist good, free enterprise bad. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and health care for everyone.
That's right.
And a basic income for everyone.
And for those young people out there listening, and you don't have to pay back your student loans.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, how's that roll over with the ones that did?
Oh, yeah, right. Or never got them.
Yeah.
Right.
Did they get a rebate?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, we got a call from Tom from Detroit. Let's see what Tom has to say. Derek, would you punch Tom in?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, fine. Thanks. You were talking about, trying to get a subpoena for Trump's tax returns. You know, that's so they can put a bullseye on him, you know, and try to destroy his businesses, there's such a thing as the Fourth Amendment. That's in the Constitution too. They're saying that they have the power of oversight, but what statutory authority are they relying on? You know, in the Fourth Amendment, it says people have a right to be secure in their papers, effects, and person. And, you know, so are they going to issue a warrant? Is somebody in the warrants have to issue on probable cause?
Yes.
And is there going to be an affidavit attached to that? Because there has to be an affidavit or affirmation. So, I mean, somebody needs to sign that so, you know, that person can be sued for perjury. For filing a false probable cause.
Tom, haven't you been paying attention? You don't know what the probable cause is? Come on,
man. Yeah, it's a fishing expedition. There might be something there.
Well, Alice, what's the cause?
He's a bad person. Trump's a bad person. We got to find something.
Yeah, well, the cause is...
Russia.
Yeah, collusion. Yeah, come on, man. That's the cause.
Whatever else they think a cause is.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I'll bet you, I guess I'm going to have to try to read that 400 and some page thing. You know, I can probably scan most of it. But, you know, I'll bet you that thing could be reduced down to probably 10 pages.
You're talking about the Mueller report, right?
The Mueller report.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if he would leave out the adjectives, adverbs, and pronouns, and you know, just deal with things as basically as nouns, given their proper context with conjunctions and prepositional phrases,
grammar.
Somebody could figure out what the heck he wrote. But, yeah. You know, 400 pages of gibberish, you know, words can mean anything, and, I mean, this is what we get.
Well, that's part of the weaponization there, too, the weaponization of the special counsel. I mean, the guy finds all this stuff out about the Hillary campaign, and he doesn't go after them, even though his rationale for going after Cohen and Manafort, thank you. His rationale for going after them was, oh, well, anything I find in the course of my investigation, of course I must prosecute, totally letting Clinton Incorporated off the hook. you know?
Yeah, I mean, and now, you know, now Barr, you know, says, well, I think I better take a look at this. And so now all of a sudden he's going to get some kind of a subpoena and be threatened like that. And is that the same obstruction of justice that they're claiming Trump did? Except Trump had the authority to fire Comey, you know, and, you know, I don't think they have an actual constitutional authority to just write a subpoena for any fishing expedition they think they want to go on.
I like that. That's a novel concept, that Trump should sue, should proceed against Congress on obstruction of justice by trying to nail his attorney general by threatening him, just like supposedly he was threatening via Rosenstein, you know, yeah. Threatening Mueller. That's amazing.
Sure. Go right at 42, 1983, 1985, and 1986, and 1988, and ask the Supreme Court, is the Congress a person as stated in, or as defined in, those three statutes? That's what they did in Owen versus Independence, City of Independence, and the United States Supreme Court said, yeah, the City of Independence, a municipality, is a person, as when they use the term person in 1983, 42 U.S.C. 1983. And that has to do with constitutional rights. Yeah. And I'll tell you, if I'm dealing in high finance, I don't want other high finance people to know what I'm doing. And if they can look at my private tax returns, they're going to know what I've been doing, and they can figure out what I'm going to be doing.
Exactly. It gives your rivals an idea of what your interest is and which direction you might be moving. It's foul. The whole thing is foul.
I think the main issue today, it's not about the Constitution or the rule of law. It's all about a political hatchet job against Trump and his administration. It's not against the law. I mean, what Trump is doing is his duty as the president of the United States, and they're trying to thwart his power. They lost in 2016. They still haven't gotten over it.
Yeah, well, Jerry Nadler said it all to me. I saw him on TV, and he stands up there and he says, well, the president is trying to destroy our democracy. And I'm thinking, well, I wonder what their democracy is, because it's not what the republic I like to think I'm living in. You know, I guess they figure they got elected so they can do anything they want now, because it's theirs, and that's democracy.
Yep, absolutely right. Well, Tom, thanks for calling. Did you have any final thoughts?
No, I just, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, man, that was pretty good. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for your contribution.
Good information.
Yeah. So, we probably have, 30 seconds left. Can we play that cut I've got on weaponization there, Derek? It's in here somewhere. The Barotoma, oh my goodness, what's her name again? I can't pronounce anything. The Johnson weaponization, thanks.
The House Judiciary Committee under Chairman Nadler have decided to bypass all of that. And in a straight party line vote last week in our meeting, they decided to issue a subpoena to Attorney General Barr to release everything, all the underlying information and everything else. We think that's a big mistake.
Yeah,
and at the end of the day, Maria, the problem here, well, look, they've weaponized the oversight responsibility of Congress.
Exactly.
This is for pure partisan politics.
Exactly. And that was Representative Johnson and on Maria Bartiromo's show talking about the weaponization process. And they're just taking all the resources of the government that they can gather and going after a target. And if they can do it after the president of the United States, what chance do you and I have?
None.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So I'm kind of interested in why that clock says the time it is. I've been pacing myself here thinking I hear the music any second. And there it is.
Are you hearing music now, Ed?
Through the magic of radio, I hear music in my ears.
Okay.
Well, folks, thanks a lot for listening so far. I trust you'll come back after the break, after the news, and join Alex and I as we continue to discuss the news of the week. Thank you.
people are always headed somewhere. How do they keep up on the latest news and information? They listen to Wham! Just like you. If you have a product or business to advertise, your message can reach these listeners wherever they are. People tune to Wham! Radio for the latest issues discussed by hosts like Theron X, Steve Gruber, and Joe Pags. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise with Wham! Radio, 1600 AM, 92.7 FM. You'd be insane to be anyplace else.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. Unanswered questions coupled with a big cleanup. Crews are working in the Houston Ship Channel following Friday's collision between a fuel-filled barge and a tanker.
We're continuing to work with the Coast Guard and the other federal regulators to understand the cause of the incident.
Jim Guidry's with Kirby Island Marine. Each barge was carrying about 25,000 barrels of the gasoline additive reformate. With trade talks between the U.S. and China leading to higher tariffs, are Midwest farmers having second thoughts about supporting candidate, now President Donald Trump?
There's great concern out here now. A year ago, yes, I think that assessment of the rock solid standing behind the president would have been true, because we do understand there are trade issues that need to be addressed. But we also received many promises from this president that trade wars are easy to win. This will be quick.
Richard Guber, Jr. is president of the Illinois Farm Bureau. This is Fox News.
Pictures Plus and the Westgate Shopping Center on West Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor will frame it upright. They offer huge discounts on all types of picture framing, dry mounting, and matting. And they do acid-free preservation framing and shadow boxing. Pictures Plus for any framing you need for the home or the office. Call them today, 734-741-1900. That's Pictures Plus and the Westgate Shopping Center on West Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor, 734-741-1900. Or visit them online, picturesplusonline.com.
Do you like your country with a blues edge, your bluegrass with a new blade? Join me, Radio John D., each and every week right here as I serve up Appalachia, Cajun, and anything homegrown that I can find to roll into a Tex-Mex tortilla and serve from a hot, greasy skillet. Oh, and don't forget, tell all your friends.
The Greasy Skillet. The Greasy Skillet. Saturday nights at 8 on Wham! 1600 AM and 92.7 FM.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, "What can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you." And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Yep, dry bones come alive. That's what we hope to see. We hope to see this nation rise up again, be great again, certainly under this present administration. We certainly see the economy rising again. Culturally, there's a lot more we have to do to get back to cultural norms, to where you know which bathroom to walk into, how to address somebody, how to not get sued because you... What's the word? You scared somebody, or you?
Oh yes, you offended somebody by your free speech.
Yes, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, once again, you are at Drift Radio Show, brought to you by the Current Newspaper and Drift, the DailyDrift.com, where you go for
The news you need to know.
Excellent. Thank you. And we're discussing the news of the day, and you can chime in, just like Tom from Detroit did earlier, at 734-822-1600, and join the conversation, because now we are changing the conversation over to China. In the news, oh, excuse me, folks, big grand faux pas. You know, it's right there on the notes. Advertiser, right?
Oh, that's right. You better talk to our advertiser.
Pay the bills, folks. Hey, we'd like you to look into Kensington Woods Schools. If you're in that area and you're looking for a school for next year, Kensington Woods Schools is a good choice. Actually, you've heard of a STEM education. They promote a STEAM education, which sounds a little bit throwback to a couple centuries ago. But STEAM is science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. Okay, so you get a well-rounded education. You know, for a bit there, it turned out that people's educations were going so far to the arts that they were missing everything else that you needed to know, how to tie your shoes, how to make change without the cash register telling you, you know, math, science, technology. But you can't swing too far that you don't have a well-rounded appreciation of the arts also. Well, that's why we keep head around for it, speaking of art also, you know, to give us that well-rounded appreciation of art. But you want to check into Kensington Woods Schools. They're at facebook.com/Kensington Woods, Twitter at K-Woods School. And the phone number is 517-545-0828, 9501 Petty's Road in Lakeland, Michigan. You know, once again, you want an innovative curriculum that prepares students for their future through real-world learning rich in the arts, paired with science, math, technology, and engineering in a unique, small, and personal environment. Experience the difference Kensington Woods can make for your family today. Thank you.
I think it's a good thing. So kids coming out of high school or thinking about going into a college program could get into a program that actually gives them a real job when they graduate.
Imagine getting into college and not having to be given all these courses to bring you up to an eighth grade reading level so that you can start paying attention, you know?
Right.
Yeah. My niece is a teacher in the in a Florida school district in Jacksonville, Florida, and she is actually in the remedial reading. She does the remedial reading, and it's sad. It's so sad. She gets all these students, and she does a great job with them, but she has to bring them up to the current reading level just so that they can continue on in school.
Yeah.
How did they get out of the grade they were in they were supposed to read in?
You mean when they graduate, they actually have a grade 12 reading level and not a grade 6?
Well, it's sad when the high school diploma is put at a third grade reading level just so the kids know what they got, you know?
That's all right. They could read emojis.
Yeah. See Scott graduate. See Jane graduate. Yes. So, upward and onward. We're going to talk about China and the tariffs. So, Leland Miller, he joins Shiana Smith on the ticker. And, Derek, would you play that track? Lighthizer says Trump wants a fair and enforceable trade deal. I'm sorry, Leland Miller, Shiana Smith on China. I'm very sorry.
We're very close. Substantively, we're very close. We're almost there. But the Chinese decided to get greedy last week. And what, you know, you saw them pushing back on different aspects of the deal, cyber theft and subsidies and other things, and they got away with it. But last week, at the end of the week, they sent this draft back, and it was all marked up. Substantively, that was annoying, but what really got them is the fact that they took that out of, they reneged on their promise to push this through the NPC, the National People's Congress, in terms of making this Chinese law. And they said, we'll do this administratively. That ruffled Lighthizer's feathers. That meant that this was no longer structural reform, as he had promised Trump, who had promised the American people. And so all of a sudden, this thing blew up from there. And the Chinese are going to have to walk back everything they did in the past week in order to just get us back on track.
Do you think it's fair to say that China overplayed its hand?
Massively, massively so. I mean, they had the ability, they understood that the president wants a deal, and the president looks at the stock market. Everybody knows this, but they pushed it too far. So the one thing he can't do is look weak on China. He has to look like he is going through putting the best deal possible on the table, and this was a real affront, and I think Lighthizer convinced him of that, and now we're stuck because the Chinese just pushed it one step beyond where it could go.
Well, speaking of Lighthizer, like what Mr. Leland Miller just did, could you play the track of Lighthizer says Trump wants a fair and enforceable trade deal?
What the president wants is an agreement that, number one, is enforceable, but that changes the pattern of practice of forced technology transfer, intellectual property protection, large industrial policy subsidies, and then a whole variety of specific impediments to trade and unfair practices in the area of agriculture, in the area of services. What we want is fair trade that requires structural change, and it has to be enforceable. We have had, and I can go through for the members, many, many examples of the Chinese agreeing to specific, not this specific, but agreeing to take steps to forego certain unfair trade practices, and in very few cases have they actually kept their obligations. Okay. We have to in this
case. Yeah. So we've got two things going on here. One, it looked like we were very close to an agreement with China, and then they backed off. And what were the areas they backed off on? Well, enforceability. I mean, what good is in a trade agreement if you come up and you say, by the way, we don't want you stealing our ideas anymore. We don't want you forcing us to give you our ideas just so we can do business in your company anymore. We don't want you to force us to make you our business partner as we go forward. Oh, we don't want you spying in the United States on our economic concerns. That would be a good idea. And so, go ahead.
Well, they dug in their heels on the concept that once they reach an agreement that they'd have to abide by it.
Yeah. Yes. That's obviously what Trump would like, and that's obviously what China is not willing to do, because when we heard that Trump was saying that an agreement is this close, you know, we're that close to having an agreement, everybody thought we weren't going to have a trade war with China, tariff war, because they thought this was in the bag. China had already agreed to this. And then in the last week of it, China says, oh, no, we changed our minds. I mean, what country bargains like that, makes a series of verbal agreements, you know, because that's how business is done before the big guys, unless you're, of course, Kim and Trump in Korea.
Right.
You know, the big guys get together ahead of time. Their staff gets together. They narrow stuff down. And then the big guys sign it, and it's a done deal. But in this place, Trump thought his people had done a good deal, and it turns out, not to their fault, but the Chinese reneged.
Well, the problem is, for the last, 45 years, China's been doing exactly what they wanted and been getting away with it. The money has been flowing from our country into their country, and they give us their goods and services, and I think they're sort of on the cheesy side.
Mm-hmm.
Back in return, our economy and the jobs that used to be here that made those products are gone. So,
so you have basically a trade war, right?
Right. Well,
I meant to say trade imbalance from what you were saying. Excuse
right,
me.
Right.
Trade
yeah,
imbalance.
It's a trade imbalance, and we've been losing that trade imbalance for the last 40 years.
Yeah. And when somebody takes a lot of money out of your pocket, what was that? There's a word for that.
Sort of theft.
Well, unless the government does it, in which case right. It's taxation.
Right.
So Joe Lenard is finally calling in. I was wondering what happened to him. You finally wake up, Joe?
I've been up for a while. I was just waiting for you to get around to this topic. I didn't want you to accuse me again of trying to throw you into another topic.
Okay, well, now that we've set your agenda, what do you got? I know what you're going to say about tariffs. Let's hear it.
I'm as anti-tariff as they've come. I've criticized Trump on and on about them, but I also am a realist and recognize the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over. It's been epic fail the way it's been done in the past, so I'm willing to cut Trump some slack on this. Even though it's going to hurt us short term, I think the economy would be booming way beyond where we are now if we didn't have the trade war tension. But again, We have to try something different, something new. They impose tariffs on us. We need to do the same as a goal of debating and getting agreement where all tariffs are dropped, or at least maybe one or two negotiated reasonable tariffs are in place.
Well, folks, you heard it here first. Joe Lenard has changed his view somewhat on tariffs.
That's right. I actually can grow. I can provide some flexibility. Because, again, I mean, I see both sides of it. I am very much anti-tariff. That is a tax on Americans, the import tax. And it kills me to see these libtards out there, of course, just out of Trump derangement syndrome. They love taxes on American citizens to bring more money in, but they oppose it because of TDS. But again, we've been doing it the same way. We need to try a get-tough approach at least once.
Joe was right on the money. He says the Democrats oppose taxes on China, but love to impose them on U.S. citizens.
But I'm surprised. You know, Chuck Schumer is actually in gear with Trump on this issue. And
yeah,
that surprises me.
Yeah, there have come out in support of it, but I certainly question their motives. There's a butt coming or a knife twist coming somewhere down the road.
I think Joe. I think what I'm thinking about is that Schumer says, "Yeah, go ahead, let's start a trade war." And if the market drops another 500 points,
ooh,
he's going to blame Trump.
Going what I was getting at with the mumbling and fumbling that I did.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what this show's about, is getting brilliant minds like you and Alex together and then synthesizing and coming up with Chuck Schumer's real motive here. Because that's something I was going to allude to, was the fact that, you know, the tariffs in the short term are going to hurt, let's call it the little guy, you know, the farmers, the shopkeepers, the people who are going to have to raise their prices on items from China, the small business owners who are importing stuff from China, part of their products, part of their sales. And like, once again, the guys who are trying to sell pork and soybeans to China, they're going to have to find new markets. Or how's that going to work out at the ballot box unless things get resolved sooner than that? But there's the moral and ethical implications of letting China just suck all the money out of this country just to keep votes. There's, you know, that's kind of...
We need some short-term pain for long-term gain.
There.
And the only thing that I don't want to see a tariff on in China, those little tiny parasols or those umbrellas they stick in, you're putting in the drink. Everything else, there should be a tariff on that sucker.
Okay, so you don't want the price of your drinks to go up.
No, I just
like
those.
You don't drink Chinese liquor anyhow, do you?
No, but that's what they used to import.
Yeah, exactly.
Or export to us.
Yes,
yeah, little trinkets like that.
Yeah.
Now, you know, they're making aerospace parts and automobiles,
Alexa,
and engines.
Alexa, they can spy on you in your bedroom.
Right? That's right.
Yep.
So we need a little short-term pain for long-term gain.
Yeah. Anything else, Joe?
No, we have to be a little flexible. We got the never Trumpers and the Trump derangement syndrome folks out there. We have to be flexible sometimes. You know me, I am a pretty inflexible person, but there are times that I have to admit that a different strategy has to be used, and hopefully something good will come from this.
Funny. It's amazing, because I was going to introduce you to the audience as noted anti Trumper.
No. Joe is a noted political thinker.
Yes. And Joe, but I just knew how Joe felt on tariffs until today. Now I know again how he feels. So that's great. All right, Joe, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
All right, take care, my friends. I love you.
You too. Love you too. Hey, let's hear from Gary from Hazel Park. He's always got some good stuff.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Alex, what you ought to do is let them tax the hell out of those little umbrellas, and then you can make them yourself and make a killing.
That's an idea. When I'm, well, it'd be a retirement income for me.
Where do you get the little...
toothpicks.
Yeah, toothpicks, okay. Was that it, Gary? You got anything else?
No, but I forgot. I will go to another subject. You know, you were talking about the war on Christianity and the war on basic morals and values. We have this guy down south say, kill them now or kill them later. You know, that's just the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. And then we got this guy, the councilman outside the Planned Parenthood, harassing women and children. And then we got this guy running for president, the mayor of South Bend, and he's trying to lecture Christians how to be Christians when he's a known pervert. So not only are they
Buttigieg
having Buttigieg. A war on Christianity and faith, they're trying to take it over and dictate to you what is faith.
Yeah, and then, you know, you've got these people who are, I don't know if you saw Tucker last night. I watch it every night. That's my go-to show. And it showed these people set up, you know, nice. I'm glad they had a GoPro on, you know, because they were filming everything. And they're setting up with their nice little display on a campus, you know, anti-abortion. They're not chanting. They're not yelling at people. And this girl comes over and totally deranged, starts yelling and screaming at them and then swinging. And she got taken away for attacking the guy. Fortunately, it was all on camera. You know,
assault.
There's her,
yeah.
Assault. Yeah, there's her picture right on film. Yeah, it's her throwing the swing as the guy falls over. And then, you know,
sounds like demonic possession to me.
Well, you know, there is that book by she was a big Trump supporter until she felt he was falling by on immigration.
Oh yeah, I forget. It'll come to me in a second.
Yes,
yeah. Blonde hair.
Ann Coulter.
Thank you.
Bingo.
That's the guy. That's Derek Stone. Ann Coulter. You know, she wrote the book Demonic, talking specifically about, you know, the demon possession of the Democrat Party. These people are pro-abortion, pro-killing kids. Which, by the way, I have to say this. I see a lot of people promoting Tommy Lauren. Cute, blonde, young lady, I should say. Conservative, and she gets all the press and all the attention. And I keep remembering every time I see her that lurking behind that smiling facade is somebody who's pro-abortion. You know, she's free to her, you know, speech, you know, and anybody can support her that they want. But I wonder how many people really know her views on baby killing.
Well, if you agree with 95% or 90% of what she's saying, then she's got to be on my side.
Okay.
Right.
If that's the 80% rule. I don't know. There's something about 90%. Killing babies that kind of violates the 80% rule.
Oh, yeah. I'm down here at an event right now with Pat Kolpak, anti-abortion. And so I'm totally on the board with that.
That's in God's living room, 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
They're not there yet. It's 3 o'clock.
Tell us where you're going, what you're doing.
Place.
Okay.
When I pulled in, the parking lot was empty.
I just wanted you to plug the event a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, the event is called Pro-Life Event. It's today at 3 o'clock at 8813 Beach Daily Road. The guest speakers is Patrick Kolpak, a former Michigan State Senator, and Brenda Jones will provide a female perspective of abortion. Pizza and beverages will be provided with a small donation. They'll take cash and baby shampoo and baby bottles and stuff of that nature. No charge for tickets.
Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Is that Dearborn Heights?
No, it's in
Taylor, I think.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they do request a pre-registration, so that pre-registration phone number is 313-451-2746. 313-451-2746.
All righty. So, anything else?
Yeah, I did remember my original point. Donald Trump, after 2 years of success, major mega success with the economy and all things financial, we should now understand the man knows what the hell he's talking about and just let him go.
Yeah, that sounds like a good thing. But I think we should also check his finances and look into his background and see if there were any contributions from the Russians to his income in the late 80s.
I think Boris and Natasha gave him a lot of money.
Yeah. At this time, I don't really care if the Russians helped him or not. He's making our country better, stronger, faster than it's ever been. So whether the Russians are helping him or not, I don't care.
Well, I don't think they are. I don't think they are.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. With his... they can help him all they want, as long as he doesn't ask for it or be influenced by it. Right?
If they want to help make America great again and
more to them.
And have fair trade deals with us and try to denuclearize and to walk back any sort of tension between two major nuclear powers, well, let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, there's always the threat of China, and it would be helpful if we had a friend to the north of them in Russia instead of an enemy.
Yeah, one last point before I go. Alex, you said China was our worst threat. I believe that's external. Internal, it's the Democrat Party.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're like allied to our enemies. I mean, looking back at the Clinton years, all the money that poured from China into Clinton's and all the secrets that the Clintons saw were transferred.
Missile technology.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, let's look the other way and transfer that technology to China, and they'll support Clinton Incorporated. It's disgusting, and the American people still haven't figured it out yet. They moved on. It's another century.
Well, run the numbers, the population of China, their economy versus the Russian economy. I mean, they are the existential threat to the country, along with their little socialist buddies in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, there you go.
You guys take it easy.
You too, Gary. Thanks a lot. Enjoy your time at God's Family Room at that event, 3 o'clock.
All right.
We have somebody else on the phone. As soon as Derek introduces them, I'd like them to get the last couple of minutes to say what they'd like to say. So I'm kind of stalling on air right now while I'm waiting for that moment, unless, of course, it's his mom asking him to bring bread and milk home. So, okay, well, one of the other things that we were going to talk about was the increase in the military of the Chinese. You know, I've been reading different articles that say, oh, they're not a threat to us militarily, and then I see those islands that they're building out into, you know, major waterways so that they can claim that major trade route now falls within their coastal bounds, you know.
Yeah, including Japan.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Japan, we just moved an island, built an island across from you that's ours. You're in our 200-mile territorial limit, so you'll have to move. I mean, they can't even do that to Taiwan right now, but they're going to try. Our ally, Taiwan, our Democratic Republic of Taiwan. So, if I feel like I'm stalling, it's because I know that there's somebody calling in. I just want to give that guy an opportunity to say something.
Okay. I just want to talk about the flexibility Joe was talking about with trade agreements. I don't mind a little flexibility, but I'm certainly not going to bend over and grab my ankles for the communist Chinese.
No, I mean, flexibility is good. It's called trade. It's called
negotiations.
It's called politics. It's what you do when you give a little to get a little. Goes back to our own government when the Democrats just want to totally destroy you for their own ends instead of working with you for the betterment of America. That's the weaponization of government. That's not a good thing, as Trump would say. Not a good thing.
Right. And Trump knows the art of the deal. Trump knows how to negotiate.
Yeah.
And there'll be ups and downs in any sort of negotiation. But ultimately, if you come away with a good deal, we're all better off for it.
That whole thing about his finances, his tax, showing that he lost a lot of money, he gained a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
That shows some knowledge how to lose. I learned a lesson.
Yeah, when you walk out of a casino with a pocket full of money, you know you did okay.
All right, well, I hear the music playing. I don't quite recognize that music, but I hear the music playing. So you've been at The Drift.
Crazy.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Yeah.
This has been TheDrift.com with Alex Wassel and Ed Bondarenko. We thank you for joining in. And come back next week. I guarantee you Gary will be here. It'll all be better.
Oh, no.